So then, my best friend crawled out of the water, and a few years later, there's people building temples for her and shit. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah, that was Aphrodite. You humans literally see a vampire girl regenerate in water one time, and then make a whole ass religion out of it. Oh, come on. You know I love you, even if you're a weak little human. It's nice to have one of you around for a little while. You humans always have such wacky ideas. Oh, please. You're gonna tell me that the whole defending yourself against nearly immortal blood-drinking predators with a stinky plant and a piece of wood isn't wacky? Well, yes, the stake through the heart is a better one, but still, it's only a minor inconvenience. And to think that humans dare to pretend that we vampires are the same species as you. You humans might wish that a simple bite will elevate you and turn you into a vampire, but that doesn't make it the truth. The best tactic is yours. Getting one of them to fall madly in love with you will ensure that you will be safe from any harm. And it's not like we vampires kill humans all that much. You humans kill each other way more, but you don't see humans trying to fend each other off with garlic or crucifixes. We just want a little snack from time to time, you know? Most of the time, we even keep our prey alive. It wouldn't really make sense to kill cows for their milk now, would it? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I just thought, since you're kind of like cattle to us, that, you know, I should probably stop just talking and forget about what I'm saying. Can we just watch a movie together? I'll be the big spoon if you say yes. Yay! Get a little closer, please. That's more like it. What's that smell? No, I'm not talking about your new cologne, although it does smell nice. What did you eat for dinner? Pasta with spinach and chicken. You smell nice. Okay, seriously, it's actually not even funny how good you smell right now. Oh, you know how much I like the smell of blood that's high in iron. So rich and delicious. No, darling. Please, don't think that. I would never, ever, ever, ever bite you against your will. We vampires are a little less primitive than humans, but we're not ruled by instinct. We can control our emotions and desires. You have nothing to worry about. Well, of course I'd like to bite you, but I know that you're afraid of getting bitten, and I'd never want to make you uncomfortable. Well, I've never actually been bitten myself since, well, I'm not prey. Oh, no, I didn't mean to say that you were like prey to me or anything. I'm sorry, it's just that, well, that's just how it is. I'm sorry, I should have chosen my words a bit more carefully. You know I love you. And we vampires don't feed on our own species, by the way. That's just gross. But one of my vampire friends had a human girlfriend. This was probably before your time, though, so humans might have evolved during that period. Oh, it was in the year 2017. Well, she described it as orgasmic pleasure combined with the intense euphoria of certain narcotics? Yeah. We vampires have two methods of draining someone. The first is just straight up sucking the blood out until there's nothing left, and the second, preferred method, is to slowly drink your blood and let some of our saliva enter the bloodstream. It makes animals nice and calm and docile, and apparently, you humans get pleasure out of it, if that woman is to be trusted. Why are you so curious about this all of a sudden? You want me to bite you? But I thought you were afraid of getting bitten. You love me and trust me to make it a good experience for you? I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. I will make this the absolute best experience for you. I promise. You want my vampire saliva somewhere else first, huh? Well, what kind of girlfriend would I be to deny my boyfriend a nice, relaxing blowjob before draining him? One sec, I'll just retract my fangs a little. There you go. You taste so good. Whenever I trace this little vein over here, I can almost taste the deliciousness within. I was talking about your cum. What were you thinking about? Can I bite you here? You want me to bite your neck so you can't see anything? Of course, darling. I'd love nothing more. Do you want to come in my mouth first? You want me to stroke you as I drain you? So you can come while I suck your tasty human blood? Oh my gosh. What did I do to deserve such a loving and caring boyfriend? I want you to focus on my lips while we make out, and enjoy my fingers wrapped around your human cock. Am I squeezing too hard for you? Well then just keep relaxing. Let me rub all of that tension out for you. And I'll start slowly kissing my way towards the side of your neck. Now I want you to stop thinking about my lips and spend all of your attention on that cock of yours. That beautiful human cock that brought me so much pleasure time and time again. Now don't be scared if you feel a little strange. Just keep focusing on the pleasure. Oh yes, come for me, come for me. Oh my god, you came so much. Can I please get more of that blood and mix it with that yummy cum of yours? Thank you so much, darling. Wow, you came even more. I didn't think it was possible for human males to come like that. Did my sucking feel that good? Well, I really liked it too. Thank you for trusting me, darling. Hey, where are you going? Oh no, you're not going anywhere. I'm not going to suck your blood and then make you take a shower. I'm going to carry you to the bath and draw you a nice, relaxing bubble bath and rub your shoulders. And tomorrow, I'll make you a nice, hearty breakfast, so you'll recover in no time. No, I don't care that you feel fine. I'm going to feel guilty if you won't allow me to do this for you. So, human, prepare to be pampered by a vampire. And thank you for letting me taste you. It was delicious. Mm.